This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. The Landry administration will present a proposed spending plan to state legislators today. The administration is projecting a $64 million revenue shortfall for Louisiana next fiscal year. Council for a Better Louisiana President Barry Irwin says that's a manageable deficit.
But it will be interesting to see, you know, what does get funded, what things that maybe have been funded in the past get cut or cut out of the budget.
The state is also facing a loss of $600 million in state revenues when a temporary 0.45 cent sales tax expires in July 2025. Irwin says it's possible the governor's budget proposal will prepare the state for that fiscal cliff.
Obviously, where their priorities are and where they feel like they can cut. But number two, it would probably also signal their intent on whether that sales tax goes away or not.
Landry is looking at ways to shrink state government. He's asked Natural Resources Secretary Tyler Gray to develop a plan to merge DNR with Coastal Protection and Restoration. Irwin says such a move could be included in the governor's plan.
Will we begin to see some of that shrinkage already coming up now in this budget, or is that something that's a bit more of a longer-term process that's going to take a little while to actually do that?
Well, we know what Nick Saban is going to do in his retirement for football. More football. ESPN announced Wednesday that Coach Saban will join the popular College Game Day show. You'll see Coach Saban every Saturday morning on ESPN during football season. Saban will also contribute to the NFL draft coverage and make appearances on ESPN platforms like the SEC Network and SEC Media Days. A cable ramp snapped at the Belle of Baton Rouge Casino on Wednesday morning. It sent two workers to the hospital. It also damaged the ceiling and broke ceiling fans. Glass doors entering the Belle of Baton Rouge Casino also fell. Workers were taken to the hospital and expected to be okay. Southeastern Louisiana has deployed four research buoys to monitor the Lake Maurepas ecosystem. The goal is to see where the lake stands before Air Products begins to inject carbon emissions into wells deep beneath the lake. Director of the Maurepas Monitoring Program, Kyle Miller, says that the buoy captures the real-time data every 4 hours.
The policies that they're trying to now embed in federal law are going to only create an even larger problem at the border.
Two buoys placed in Livingston Parish, one in Tangipahoa and one in St. John Parish. Blind River also will have a weather station to gather air temperatures and barometric pressure.